Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit, I done tried to do the show three times. I'm just getting into it right now, because, man, people call in and I got some furniture delivered. They said it was in any time between 8 and 5, which they normally do it later than 5 when they say that. But they came and delivered it. I had to get it. Who the fuck texting me now? Shit, hold on. Once, man. Hey, check it out. Things have changed. It's a new game. But first, I need to apologize to you guys about what went on earlier today. I'm telling you, I fucking got that furniture, and they just didn't deliver it like I thought, or else I wouldn't even schedule my shit. But that's neither here nor there. I just apologize. One of the first things you learn when you start fucking with this abadabra is all money ain't good money. You know, you some of them, because I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, I do anything, get my money. Well, see, I ain't doing anything to get mad. I'm only doing what I'll do. You know, since I always, you know, say I tell you the truth about everything concerning me, I guess it would seem like I don't ever lose. Well, you know how important Sidewalk University is to me. Oh, shit, I still got these fucking glasses on. You know how important Sidewalk University is to me. And, you know, I haven't got it to where I really, really want it. But I'm closer than ever. I have stopped selling the course. I still sell my tools. Because the tools are things that you need that I may not cover enough in the group. See, because when you come to Sidewalk University, you only get a true introduction, you know, to the game from a motherfucker that, I mean, to life from a motherfucker that got game. You know, you start seeing shit through those eyes. Because you get a little game fucking the Sidewalk University, which is all I'm trying to do. Because once you get some game, it's up to you to take it or allow it to take you where it can take you. So I decided that motherfuckers, you know, if you want to be satisfied with the half-baked bullshit motherfuckers be passing on as game, just keep doing it if you want to. But I am talking about real abadabra, and just anybody can't have it. Just anybody won't be able to even understand it. You have to have a certain something street savvy to even understand what I start out talking about. There's a best way to respond to any situation, and that best way is to realize how important your response to everyday occurrences are. I mean, the way you respond or the way you react when someone steps on your toes. How do you react when someone steps on your toes? Not literally, but when something is going on that you don't like and it's against what you stand for, blah, blah, blah. That kind of step on your toes. So I'm not talking about literally stepping on your toes. But how do you respond when something happens that you don't like? Do you get upset because your space was violated? Or do you get upset because you allowed this little incident in your space. See, that's critical thinking. Which is it? The latter, this principle-based thinking gone awry. Because some people will purposely violate your personal space. These are the motherfuckers that you check. Sometimes you have to use harsh words, but not automatically. The way you react to everyday problems are genuine precursors or indicators to how you're going to react to problems you have in your life. Now, there's problems that can be more serious, and they don't happen regularly, but they're the ones you really wait for. You do that because you get a chance to be you and displaying the way a real man or the way real men respond will be a plus to your life's longevity and will be an attraction for any woman who's fortunate enough to witness your ass being a man. Hey, I give all the private numbers a chance, but you better not say nothing silly because I'm cutting you off and I ain't answering no more. What's up with you, private number? Hey, you know, I get them, so I got to take them because sometimes they be real people. But most time they just be suckers. It's just so many fake motherfuckers wanting to get in my school. I got to confess that you know, I'm a little hanky because last time I let 50 motherfuckers in, it was a fiasco. But I'm doing it different now. You send me the 650, I ain't sending you shit until the semester starts. And if you send me 650 right now, which you should, because 50 people, I ain't even tell you how many I got, because I don't want fake motherfuckers. I want real motherfuckers. But you send your 650, I'll hit you a day or two before the semester, or you hit me a day or two before the semester, and I'll show you how to get in, then you can start, you know, doing your thing. But I cannot give you the shit before the current semester ends. So you got to understand, and the reason I can't is because you guys are like everybody else. You know, if you fucking get the course, you're going to start emailing me about questions and got all that little damn shit. I ain't even done with my semester, and now you're bringing me a whole bunch of shit. So, no, you don't get anything except the space when you send your 650. And once you do that, you're in. And some people have already sent their 650, so they got to wait all these weeks. I start getting people, you know, second week, Valentine's Day, really. So what I'm saying is it's been 2 weeks. I got a few people. But it's nothing like what's going to happen the closer it gets to April. So if you really, you know, want to fuck with me, come on. So what I'm saying is these dudes that want to get in my school, you know, I've been, you know, hanky about fucking women, you know, but, you know, I remember the little story about my motherfucking dog, Tay. You know, some things are the right thing to do as a man. And that same thing can be the right thing to do, period. Oh, 732, what's up with you, bro?
What's up, Rosebud? So, me, I'm a cashier, and I had someone come to my line, and they just started, you know, cussing me out, being all types of crazy, and I punked out. I wanted to, you know, go back at them with that verbal warfare, but I didn't. Instead, I kind of chose to hold my composure, and I actually earned respect from the people that are around me, but I'm fucking ashamed of myself. You know, I'm thinking I should have...
Wait, stop. Bro, the people that respected you for it is right. You're wrong. You're a public worker. Now, you ain't gonna let nobody put their hands on you, but you're supposed to be way sharper than some irate customer. And the way you handle it, naturally, not even knowing you was doing the right thing, is the way you should have handled that, bro. You supposed to have been cool and told him, whatever, sir, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you wasn't no punk. You just know and respect your position as a public servant. You know, you work for the public. And you're going to run into all kind of motherfuckers. And ain't now one of them good enough for you to lose your job. So what I'm saying is, think about it. If you would have went at him, you would have got fired. Right or wrong.
Yeah, right.
So you without thinking, you did the right thing. You just don't realize it. So you should stop second guessing yourself. You choose the right thing. What you had to say?
Okay. No, I'm absorbing that. Thank you.
All right, brother. That's what we do. See?
All right,
man. Be cool. See, when dealing with another person, you should always have paramount on your mind doing the right thing. You know, arguing, going word for word with somebody because you might feel they think this or that. When you don't deal with it, they think all kinds of shit, but they ain't fucking with you. They only fuck with you when they can read from what you say you a punk or you got a punk in you. So if you got any question, you fucking keep it to your goddamn self. And whatever come out your mouth, you let it, if you're a person that work at Walmart or something like that, you know, you always keep your job in mind. And then at the same time, you stand up. But being respectful is going to earn you a lot of respect from your coworkers and people that witness it. Whoever come after that motherfucker, they're going to say, man, you really handled that cool, man. You know, stuff like that. You want that. That's what you do the right thing for. 346, what's up?
Yeah, Rosa, I got a question about SWU.
All right.
The people that don't graduate, do they have to pay the course and do it over, or they get to go into their passage?
Well, you don't get to go to your passage, but you do get one free semester. You don't pass it. It's not hard to not pass it. But what I'm saying is you can come back. Most people, when they do come back, they actually learn more because the first time they was just doing it to pass or graduate. And the second time, since they already been through it, it's like, they kind of know what's going on and they're not afraid of it, and I get a better attempt from them. But I'm telling you, bro, it's for you. You curious, it's for you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell my brother to pay for it, and then, because I don't know how to pay for that shit.
Man, listen, the thing about Sidewalk University, if you ain't going to man up, then you don't need to come to it. If you can't figure out how to take care of your own business, you ain't thinking right, and you gonna.
Well, I'm gonna give my brother the money so he could cash after you or whatever.
Check this out, man, and all you guys listening. When a person do what this brother doing, all you gotta really do is sign up and call back, and you can sign up for $150 less. Otherwise, anybody sign up while I'm live, you can get in there for $500. But all that promising and shit, you lucky I don't goddamn raise the price on you, because I never get people that promise. Man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, man, fuck all that. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're going to do it, hit me, and then call back and say, man, it's there. And if you do that, you can do it for $500. But if you have anybody else, motherfucker.
Well, now, I got the $650, though. I'll give you the $650, Rose, but I don't want to shortchange it.
Well, come on.
And about your video.
Already, man, because you're going
People can't. People can't hear the callers.
So you mean a motherfucker can't hear you?
No, on your YouTube channel, like, they can't hear me. I'm on mute, but you could hear me only.
Well, man, okay. The motherfuckers on stream, you all can hear me. People been saying that. I got to look into that, man. But any goddamn way, man, sign the fuck up and let's get busy.
All right, cool. Take care, for sure.
You know it. 916, what's happening?
Top of it, Rosebud. What's happening with you?
Trying to make it, brother. What's happening with you?
That's right. Hey, so I got all your shit, and I was calling to see how much you charge me to get on SW.
What you mean you got all my shit?
I got the conversation tools. I got the down and dirty. I got the confidence course. I got all the shit you put out a few years ago, and I've been studying it, but I know it's not the same as attending the school, so I was just wondering.
Look, man, if you got all that shit and you can show me you got all that shit, you can send me $400.
I got all your shit. How would I show you?
Just, you know, whatever email I send it to you in, you still got them, right?
Well, you know what? I just got out of jail, and I have them somewhere on a USB. I know I got them for sure.
Well, bro, if you want the $400 shot, just prove you bought all that shit, and we can do that. But if you can't prove it and you want to get down, $650 to get into the Sidewalk University, and I'll supply everything you need to learn.
All right. I ain't tripping off the $650, man. I know it's well worth it. Y'all fellas should see all the shit that I picked up just from listening to this cat, man. So I appreciate you. I appreciate the call, and I'll be talking to you shortly, Rosebud.
All right, man. Be cool. All
right. Likewise. Gone.
See, let me tell you something, you guys. I ain't no motherfucker you can't talk to and be real with. I like that kind of shit. But as far as doing the right thing, you know, arguing, or any of that silly shit could cost you your goddamn life or your freedom. And for what? There's no sense in your ass killing me, then doing life in the motherfucking pen, and the goddamn woman you killed me over is out free fucking some other motherfucker's life up. All women's fucking importance added together. All women in the world, they're important, piled on top of each other. Pales in comparison to what my motherfucking manhood is worth to me. And talking about that nigga Tate. Tate and I, you know, we've been dogs since I was a turnout in Hollywood. And we both lived and thrived from this motherfucking abadabra because we had principles and we represented them. Even though we thought quite differently in some areas. Now, who am I supposed to hold to my principles? Only one obligated to execute my principled way of life. And my dad told me years ago, it didn't matter what somebody else thinks. It only matters what you think and do concerning your principles. Now, in the case of me and Tay, the right thing to do was to live true to what I profess and have always professed. Never allow a woman to come between me and my partner. And as I said, Tape is my dog over 50 years. And where's them goddamn bitches? your male friend will be there longer than most women will. With my word, it's totally on me to live up to it. Me and that nigga was discussing some shit and disagreed on the point I made. And I told that nigga, man, I wouldn't fuck with your hoe because we dogs. He straight out told me, nigga, you wrong. Man, we debated that fucking shit for some hours. And we ended up agreeing to disagree. Now, later on, after, you know, some shit, you know, jumped off, and I found out, I got pissed. I realized I had been crossed by my new nigga, my new partner. Now, at first, I wanted to confront the nigga. But somehow, I had turned into a pimp over these months, because this was a few months after being in Hollywood. And that pimping in me took over. So the bitch, you know, somehow got my number and called me. And, you know, I heard in her voice she was young, so I asked the bitch how old she was. And the bitch admitted that she was 16. She had just turned 16. And I told her she was too young for me, but, you know, if she wanted to, I wouldn't be mad at her if she stayed with Tay. I was really upset with my nigga. Because of the way me and him was rolling. And the nigga, you know, it was always calling me, telling me about some bitch he caught. And when he called, talking about this bitch, I'm thinking the nigga, you know, want me to cat for him. Because I had got used to the nigga comments. So I said, yeah, you with the real motherfucker, you know, woo, woo, woo. I cat for the nigga. And what I'm saying is, When the bitch tell me this shit, I was really upset. But you know what? My principles were at stake, not my friendship with Tay. So I decided not to say nothing to the nigga, and I kept rolling with him as if nothing happened. I never mentioned this shit. The bitch told me that the nigga short stopped her because she came to town to get with me. And if the nigga would have said that, he ain't did nothing wrong when he picked the bitch up and got her in her car. In the car, and if the nigga can knock her off, you know what I'm saying, then what can I say? But he didn't let me know that the bitch was looking for me. He made it like he had just not caught her, which was fucked up. But in the end, it wasn't fucked up. I had to accept. What he did was acceptable in the lifestyle that I've chosen to live. Who am I to pick and choose what's cool in the game? I got to accept all of it. And then that's when my dad's voice came to me and reminded me who promised who. On to the next topic. Do I have the shit for you fucking truckers? And any of you others who are on the road like salesmen, you know, different travelers, whatever you doing. 701, what's up?
Hey, bud, I'm just listening to the show, man. That's all it is. I hope you're doing good, man.
Jimmy, what's up, man?
I can't complain one day at a time.
One day at a time. That's what's up, bro. Thanks. So, truckers, salesmen, people to be on the road a lot. Man, my 2020 fucking male confidence for truckers and travelers gives you the atmosphere of being on campus. But you be in your car, your big rig, rolling down the highway. I'm telling you, Sidewalk University physically differs only in your interactions with me. I mean, they won't be daily as it is in group. But I'm telling you, there's 5 modules, each one unpacked with the same powerful messages, but I have changed them, and I've included some new exercises that you traveling people really will find beneficial. 256, what's going on?
What's happening, OG? Hey, I had a quick question. So, I know you say conversation is a tool and a weapon, and I can see how it's a tool, but I just wanted to know if you had like an example of how a conversation can be used as a weapon.
Well, you got some motherfucker in your face saying some shit you don't like, and you tell the motherfucker, man, you know, I ran into a cat like you. I think it was 6 months ago. He was a little taller, and he was kind of dark-skinned. But I had to let that motherfucker know I ain't fucking around, like I'm letting you know. Fuck what you saying, and whatever, you know, if that's the case, get out of my way. Now, that's conversation. And that nigga know the next move he make, he better be serious. 9 out of 10 times they're going to move out your way. Because you ain't screaming. You ain't all excited. You know, making it some utterance. You letting the motherfucker know, man, look, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. And I know you got to bring some ass to get some. So either you get out of my way or get busy. Because that's what I'm finna do. Come on, man. The motherfucker ain't gonna want to fight. If he would have, he'd have punched you in the mouth while you was talking. That's what I do.
Right.
Your motherfucking ass running okay. Your mouth, me talking that shit, I'm gonna hit you. Period. We finna fight anyway. Let's fight on my terms. Hey, man. And I be having jewels on and Rolls Royce and shit. They don't be expecting that shit from a nigga like that. They be thinking I'm soft. Hey, I got you, though.
Man.
Hey, 909, what's up?
I'm just listening.
Well, you must have pressed 1 or something because it made you like you wanted to ask a question. Okay, it's cool, though. So what I'm saying, each one of the modules have different things for you to do as a driving person, that's how you make your living. You're going to be everywhere, and you really get to see. See, the thing that a dude like me see is I'm in California. I'm from California, and I done turned out. Now, I'm finna go cross country. So you go to Arizona. You get to Arizona, and the bitches kind of act a little different, but not much. But you be thinking, man, them Arizona bitches, I don't want it. And then you leave there and you drive to the next state or whatever. And you do that all the way across country. What you learn is bitches is bitches. No matter where the fuck they from. They may have a particular accent from the north or the midwest or the south or the east. But they the same bitch. All of them, they the same. So what I'm saying is once you learn that shit, you motherfucking be experienced in talking to motherfucking strangers. And you only really, really, really get to do that when you on the road. Because I don't care where you at in California, they're going to be California bitches. They ain't gonna have no furs. They might have a big coat. But they don't need that shit in California, so they don't even worry about that. Take your ass to the north or the east, and you'll see them bitches have all that shit. You out of place because you ain't got it. Come on, man. So what you do, I buy shit so that I can go wherever I'm going, and my shit gonna be there. I buy a big jacket. Or a light coat. It depends. But what I'm saying is being an all-around motherfucker is what it's about. You know, and these modules help you to accomplish that. Plus, you get my guidance on the assignments because I talk a little more with trucker's course. And you get new motivational exercises. So as I do this yearly, there's different things I learn. And I include them in my new tools. I be, look, matter of fact, speaking to them, y'all got to get on them new tools. I got the original 66, but I also got 80 new tools. All on that goddamn site, and I got hella fucking deals. You can buy knowledge. Now, especially if you've been to SWU. You motherfuckers that have been to SWU, you don't realize these tools are what you need now. Because they take you further and deeper into this life, this game. I've been yearning to get something going that could match the feelings I got from having hoes. The things I do, I mean, they add up to money, but I'm not simply about money. The right thing to do for me is to live true to my commitment to this abadabra and stay true to the new goals I have for Sidewalk University. I'm making it less expensive. Not more expensive. I'm making it less expensive to get this game. If you get into a situation with your partner, you don't need to be a pimp to fucking take advantage of this fucking abadabra I'm sharing. But if you a man and your woman gets into a situation she shouldn't be in with another dude, and this dude is your friend, you supposed to think, man, that bitch knew she was my woman. Now, even if the dude knew, goddammit. Lena, I got to call you back. I'm doing a video.
Wait, Dad, you turned my phone off.
What do you mean I turned it off?
Whatever you did, and you paid whatever, you turned my phone off.
Well, Lena, you told me you took your phone off my... Lena, I'm doing a video. I'll call you back, or you call me back. God damn it. Shit. Even if the dude knew she was my woman, who's supposed to care? This bitch knows she my woman, so she ain't supposed to be doing shit with no dude. But see, motherfuckers don't look at it like that. You guys say all the time, you don't give a fuck if she got a man. But when the shoe is on your foot, you want to fight a dude about fucking with your bitch that didn't care she had a man. That's what all you motherfuckers do when your toes get stepped on. See, this is the reason to have principles. First principles, keep your emotions in check. You shouldn't ignore your principles and become emotional. You got to respond in a controlled way. If you only realize the value that's in Sidewalk University with the curriculum, you would beat my door down to get it. It takes much more than you guys have shown to be real men or real pimps. Now, you know, I left the game and all that shit. And I thought I would need something to replace that abadabba for my excitement. And I realized all I needed was appreciation and respect for what I've already done and what I'm doing now. See, this game, if you think it's just for pimps, in quotes, then you're stupid. Because game is for me right now. I ain't no goddamn pimp. I still got game and I still use it in everything I do and say and how I think. This fucking lifestyle could be your lifestyle. The alumni The graduates of Sidewalk University represent all I teach. Responsibility, confidence in what they think. They're able to create and display their plans. But the most important thing they all got was being who they really are and being comfortable in their skin. I appreciate the go-getters. You will too. You see, in the streets, if you turned out properly, you understand and accept all kinds of shit gonna be going on. And the motherfucker you know trust the most gonna damn to be the first one to get in your business. And if he did his job right, the motherfucker that taught you, he taught you to detach yourself from the feelings you develop in this life. That's what most of you missed when you turned out on the computer. The computer have no feelings, so it tells you nothing about them. You didn't get any etiquette. And what I still have a problem with is, when are you motherfuckers going to wake up and all line up and I have to schedule you for 2 semesters away? You know, I win when I do stuff like this. I'm cutting the price whatever amount of dollars, $850 I think it is. But I'm going to win because I'm going to get a lot of motherfuckers. Why? Because it's easier to pay for it now. Plus, people are starting to believe that shit works. Most of you motherfuckers wait. There's no time to do what needs to be done. Then you rush. And you half-ass do the goddamn shit. That's what you're going to do or would do with the course. How do I know that? That's what every motherfucker that come to Sidewalk University did. Bought the course, half-ass did it, came to Sidewalk University and seen, oh, man, I didn't even scratch the surface of this shit. See, what I'm saying is when you wait and rush and have do shit, that's a form of procrastination. And you know how I feel about procrastinating. It doesn't hurt me when you do it, but you act like it don't hurt you. Maybe you don't know, but it does hurt you. It hurts you much more than you think it does. It forms a pattern. And before you know it, it becomes your mode of operation. It becomes your MO. You do it when you're not even conscious of doing it. And that woman who's out there waiting on you is going to see it. If you adopted some of this real motherfucking abadabra that I be screaming, if you get on your computer and buy into Sidewalk University, you'll always do the right thing. Because that's what confidence teaches you to do. The right thing to do with Tay was stick to the principles of not letting the brawl, no matter what, come between two motherfuckers equal. Respect is always best when served fresh and reciprocated. I think 25 years must have passed before I even mentioned that shit to that nigga. And when I did, the nigga said, "But bud, I pimped on her young ass." I said, you see, I didn't mention that motherfucking little shit till now. That's because I'm a real pimp, nigga. Ain't no bitch coming between me and you. Stop your fucking procrastinating so you can elevate your life above where it is now. If you want to keep doing it, procrastinating because of some kind of goddamn way it make you feel good, have at it. But let me put you up on something. The more you allow your procrastination to go unchecked, the easier it is going to be for a bitch to catch your ass lying. Females are who and what you want on your line. And you know it, and I know it. You see, you haven't caught more broads yet. You see that. Keep procrastinating if you want to. Take the advice of them goddamn pickup artists. And you're going to find comfort in seeing yourself feel like you can win. Then in the middle of the sidewalk university, and you see just how far winning goes. Winning goes way past sayings. It's on you if you think getting pussy is winning. A dude like me knows getting pussy is only one of the many perks of having an amazing ability to display a confident motherfucking disposition in any part of life. In any part of life I endeavor. I don't live for pussy. I know living for pussy, as you fucking pickup artists think you doing, is having such short sight. They only see getting pussy so much. When they get through fucking $1 million bitch, they leave because they've been nutted. When you start anything, finish it like a real motherfucker. Champions do. To the letter. I'm dealing with real confidence. That's why that shit with Tay didn't bother me. And the shit with SWU that's going on all the time has no effect on me. It don't. Dealing with real confidence gives you alternatives far beyond what getting a nut can or even in an abundance of money can't provide you what real confidence can. So, everywhere I go, because I never go anywhere thinking about pussy. I might be thinking about it, but I don't be, you know, thinking about it, because that's all I'm thinking about, you know. What I'm saying is, everywhere I go, I attract pussy. I do. I only need to choose which one I want. So, I mean, how can I be like this? You guys got to accept. You can't choose what aspect of life affects you. You got to embrace life, the whole thing. You cannot only pick the easy things to come your way. Whatever lifestyle you choose is up to you. But what I'm saying is shit. You got to be willing to accept all that, everything that goes with whatever lifestyle you choose. Now, I was at the doctor's last week, and I saw this fine-ass nurse, or at least I thought she was a nurse. So I walked up to her and said, is it true that nurses are like helpers at heart? She smiled and asked, helpers? What do you mean by that? And I smiled at her and said, helpers, you know, the kind of women that help men that are fortunate enough to get to watch you pass them, you help us have a good and pleasant rest of our day. Man, I got a giant smile out of baby. She said, why, thank you. And you have a nice day. I know I will. Moral of the story. If I wanted to, I could have followed up on that remark I made, because it moved her. I couldn't have even made a move on her if I would have taken the time to think of what the fuck to say to her. I move instantaneously because it's really in me. It's not on me. It's in me. I trust what I think. So as soon as I thought to say that shit, I said it. I accept I must be ready at all times. You never know where that next action is coming from. Sometimes, you know, even niggas come at you funny. And they ain't got shit to do with a woman. You got to be a quick judge. Because there's no way I'm going to take being cool to the extent of letting some motherfucker pop me off. You need to be the kind of dude who's thought of damn this shit happening. You think all this shit so you can be spontaneous when shit do happen. This is the only way you can be sure of where the fuck you coming from. Otherwise, you're going to do the right thing. This and having a set of nuts. And you got to understand, I said nuts, plural. Most of you motherfuckers let your woman take one of your nuts and carry it around in her purse. And she only lets your motherfucking ass have it back when you going to fuck her. You got to realize that you can't learn this shit unless you qualify to learn it. You got to qualify to learn it. Then you get that qualification either in the streets, risking death, or at Sidewalk University, risking getting game, period. My point is this. The sooner you realize everybody's not qualified, the better it's going to be for all of you motherfuckers out there. You know, Magic Johnson could explain everything he knows about a no-look pass to my black ass. And I would never be able to do it correctly because I'm no basketball player. It's the same with this game that I'm explaining. This information, you know, we kicking is so important. It's really important for you to know. It'll just behoove you to listen to all my videos. Life is full of adjustments to be made. And if you make them, some things will become clear or clearer than they were. But all things will not be clear. Whatever is still cloudy to you, you investigate. Now, what's cloudy to me is what the hell will it take for all of you motherfuckers out there that have significant others to see that this shit is for you too. My course is real. 908. What's up? 908, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I bought the course. I sent the 650. I just wanted to know how much for all the tools, though.
When did you buy the course?
This is Aaron Fields. It was like last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember you. But what about the tools?
Yeah, how much for all the tools?
Man, you go to my site, rosebudtheauthor.com. And all of that information is there for you, man. But I would suggest you at least get laced a little bit so you can understand them tools, because them tools are going to be way over your head. All right.
So, all right.
Yeah, sounds I good. Want your – hey, bro, I want your money, man, but I don't want you to, you know, spend it and don't, you know, get you no side of it. But you could if you wanted to buy the shit. You could have it and wait until you could understand it. It's up to you how you want to do it.
Nah, man, I'm ready to dive in.
Well, go to Rosebud's author and check out the prices. And if you want to get down, just let's get down.
All right. Thank you, man.
You know, it'd be cool. You know, my course is real. Take this, for instance. I have a Facebook friend, and this motherfucker cheated on his woman. And he asked me if he should confess. First off, I'm sure you're wondering what the hell does this kind of shit have to do with confidence. Listen and learn, fellas. I told the motherfucker to buy my course and learn how to realize who you are. And he said, huh? I say, do you want your woman to think of you as a liar? He said, no. I said, do you feel you will learn from this situation? And he said, all he knows, he would never cheat on his woman again. So I told that motherfucker, man, my course will give you the confidence to not to tell your woman shit. And this dude bought into what I was saying. And he was one of my first 10 students. And he's been constantly in contact with me to thank me for giving him not confidence, but common sense enough to realize he was scared to make a decision. My course helped him see he was thinking of way too much shit that didn't matter to his relationship. He had to make a decision on whether or not it was important for his woman to believe him and trust him. And he told me nothing was more was important to him except keeping his woman, which he would have never been able to do if he would have confessed. My point is this. He got the message he should have gotten. My shit works for all men of all walks of life. I'm going to blast off after this video, and if I was selling the course, I probably would want to triple the price. You all going to be able to vouch for the value in the course, then you ain't going to have to spend the $650 instead of $1,500. You're going to be extremely lucky to take that leap of faith and trust me. You made your doubting me into a fucking door. And shit, it won't open. Now this motherfucker is a fence. And you can't get through. You watch. Like right now, anybody bring any question, I'm going to answer it. Why? Because all of the goddamn questions will be real life scenarios. Because believe it or not, I think you understand that's where I'm coming from. I don't want to just be on here talking. I don't want no what ifs and how to. And I don't want that bullshit. You can thank me later, but right now we got business to take care of. You got to decide to support Sidewalk University, spend that money, bring your ass in, get this game, and then at the end of the year in November, be part of the dinner. The alumni that come to the motherfucking Cosmopolitan, and I have my fucking alumni pay for that whatever, Mobutu or whatever room. And all that damn food and drinks, it's the most beautiful thing you want to see. So what I am saying, you could thank me later, because who knows where we'll go when we band together and are not intimidated by somebody's past. I hope I live to see that. You only grow to the level of recognition and appreciation from your peers if you do what they did. Today, doing what they do for most of you motherfuckers is hiding behind a computer and never facing your fears. Then you got the real motherfuckers who have adapted old school principles to today's ways, which is perfectly acceptable, because it's really what you're supposed to do when you rise into the top of this abadabra, headed for prominence and recognition. So you can continue to think you cannot win today with the ways of yesterday if you want to. But the real ones that's out there know, they know better. I make a lot of blanket statements concerning the participants of this abadabra today. And just let me make it clear, I know there are some real ones out there, some real ones who put their all into doing this shit correctly. And when I make a statement and say all of you, I do not actually mean each and every one of you in the streets. I'm speaking to all the suckers. All the suckers who's involved in whatever particular subject I'm speaking on at the time. You got to learn whenever you have any goal, something is always going to get in front of you to dissuade you from accomplishing that goal. And this is never more true than when you fucking dealing with something that's going to be empowering to you. But this is what makes it so important to follow through with your pursuit, because in the end, it will make you a powerful motherfucker in your beliefs. I see quickly, and in every adverse situation that I've ever been involved in, I diffused it with some words about this game. Motherfucker, gonna do some fighting. Man, come on, man. Timber ain't gonna allow me to argue with another motherfucker in this game. Game, recognize game, and I see you there. Let's have a motherfucking drink and discuss this like the gentlemen we are. I say some shit like that. Real niggas in the streets have what we know as pride. And nigga ain't gonna belittle himself by trying to say, fuck that nigga, I want to fight. Nigga, no, come on. I hear so much bullshit today, and I see so much misrepresentation of this fucking abadabra. It just sickens me, and sometimes I do go too far. No matter what qualifications I believe I have, I cannot make blanket statements about every nigga claiming this game. And every once in a while, you motherfuckers get offended and check me. And I owe all of you motherfuckers who are real an apology. I'll never. Well, actually, I'll offer it up now. I apologize, and I hope it suffices for you all. I apologize for saying the wrong things. All of you ain't shit. But I owe you all an apology. My apology to you all. I apologize if what I said insults you in any way. Salute to all you motherfuckers. All equal those who are truly down for their crown. I'm telling you, this year is flying by. And the guy see fit for me to see it. I'm going to see the end of this year. In the new year. You know, I lived a fucking long life. I live the life a hell of motherfuckers would love to live. But I'm only at the beginning. And 2023 is going to be my breakout year. And from then on, I'm going to rest on my laurels. I really want you to understand. I want to get to the point where I think I've done hella shit. D, what you got?
All right, bud. First of all, before I ask this question, I just want to say, and I appreciate you for kicking it with us, man. You know, and too many real people here like you, man. I just love kicking it with you whenever chance I get, man. So listen, man.
All right.
Here's my question, man. Okay.
What's up?
A lot of people go through this shit at work, right? Because a lot of times you speak about being a man. So let's say you, Rosebud, let's say you work same place with me, right? The only difference is I've been at the job for a long time, so you know, and the way you see, the way that you see the shit that I'm doing, it's like I'm bossing you around, and, you know, I talk to you with no respect, and I'm not a supervisor. I'm just on the same level with you. I'd like to know, how would you check me to the point where you get your respect and we don't really fall out, we can still work? You get my point?
No, man, you just say, man, what, you training me? And the motherfucker say, no, whatever you say, if you say.
Yeah. I've been at work longer than you, but the way that I'm working with you, you feel like I'm bossing you around, and you don't like that. And the way I talk to you, it's like I'm coming to you with no respect. I want to know, how would you check me?
I'm just trying to tell you, but you keep wanting to keep talking. What I'm saying is, are you training me or something? And if he ain't, well, what I'm saying is, if he ain't, fuck him. That's what you're supposed to say. Man, you know, fuck you, man. Period. I know when I went to Ken's Beverage and them motherfuckers was all technicians, and you know, they learned all this goddamn bullshit, and the bullshit they learned was scary shit because, you know, we was working with 210 power where you can get fucked up. Man, them motherfuckers, fuck you, fuck what you talking about, and I would do what I thought. And the shit would get fixed. Hey, and you know what? I became the lead motherfucking tech and eventually the manager. And it was because I didn't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm finna fix the shit. You know, they want you if you learn how to do some shit, in theory, and you get faced with it in reality, if you ain't scared of it, but you don't have everything to fix it, you could, at least I could fix it to where it would work till the next motherfuckers came by, and I would leave a note on it and say, this part needs to be changed. I only jumped it. So I'm saying they have this big 50-watt of fuses. Them is some big fuses. And when they blow, the fucking multiplex in the back would be fucked up, and it don't chill the drinks. So you go to press the drink, and the shit ain't carbonated, none of that bullshit. They'd call a nigga like me, and I would go back there while they're open and fix their shit. Whereas a lot of people, technicians, wouldn't want to go there because if you don't fix it, they're going to blame you for their drinks not being right. And I don't know if you know this, but fast food, they make their money in the drinks.
Nah, I didn't even know that.
I'm saying they make all their money. That's why they let you get it free and all that shit. If they gave you a drink, they would put the ice to a certain level. If you get your own drink, you filling that cup up with ice, then you pouring that drink in there, which you're going to get less than half of what you would get if you put the normal amount of ice in it. I mean, not normal, but a regulated amount of ice. So what I'm saying is, when you know all this shit and you working in the back to fix the shit, sometimes, let's say I don't have that fuse, I can't motherfucking go to Home Depot with they shit down and get this fuse. So what I'm going to do, because it's broke, I wrap that motherfucker in some aluminum foil and put it back in there. And that shit works. And they don't even know it. I remember, because I was a quality maintenance checker, and you went to every McDonald's every 6 months. So in 6 months, you rotate all through this area, and you get all the McDonald's. But now 6 months go by, and I come back to a McDonald's that I didn't put this fuse in with this motherfucking aluminum foil, and it's still there.
Shit, hey, bud, can I say something?
What, man?
The story that I just told you at the work, can I tell you what I did to handle if I did it right or maybe I shouldn't did it at all?
What the fuck did you do, man?
Okay, the person that I'm talking about, I feel like I couldn't take him no more, so I want to speak to him. I told him, yo, I come to you as a man. You cannot talk to me like you're a boss. You don't sign my check. Shit like that. And ever since then, things, you know, it got cool a little bit. Was it fucked up what I did?
Well, man, why would you ask me that and the motherfucker ain't fucking with you no more?
That's after I talked to him about that, then he ain't fucking
you
with me no more.
You said, is it fucked up what you did? No, it ain't fucked up. It was what you were supposed to do. The motherfucker ain't fucking with you.
That's what's up. I want to say one last thing, man. When Rosebud looking...
Come on, man.
Hey, listen, bud, I'm about to let you go. When you look yourself in the mirror, right, when Rosebud look himself in the mirror, do you say, like, damn, I live a good, a hell of a life? You be like that?
When I look at myself in the mirror, I say to myself, what a man. Because I'm an asshole, man. I think I'm great, man. I just be, man, look at you, man. You 70 years old, man. Don't look a day over 40. Hey, you don't look a day over 4 years old, motherfucker. God damn.
That was dope. That was dope. I'm going to holler at you, man.
All right, man. Be cool, brother.
I'm at work listening, man.
Hey, it's cool. Hey, you guys. I'm going to say these last few things, and I'm going to be gone. But you got to understand, we together in this goddamn invention, really. And what we trying to do is regain our position in the world as men, respected men. We ain't better than women. We just know we men. You know, I ain't trying to compare myself to no goddamn woman. Women compare. You know, you can't compare a goddamn peach with an orange. Shit. You compare yourself with men. So what I'm saying is our place isn't to support somebody else's philosophy in hopes supporting it is going to push you forward. Fuck that. You got to follow your own heart, and you got to really do all you can to prosper. You know, all the goddamn plots to keep us from making it to the voting polls is going to be for nothing, because we all should know there's no fucking stopping us. I'm just saying. I ain't talking about us black people. I'm not talking about us men. I'm talking about us people. Period. There's no stopping us. I happen to be a motherfucker who's had many goddamn women who totally fucked up their first time around with me. But I've learned. Second time around could be cool. They didn't know me at the first time around and didn't realize what they would miss if they wasn't with me. And once they found out and begged for a second chance, I damn near always gave it to them. And never did they give me less than the first time. I often got 2-3 times the effort, the first effort. But there were several times I got 20 times the effort, the first effort. I got 20 times that in return for allowing them a second chance, because they appreciate it now. You better understand, appreciation is earned. It's earned. You can't just ask for it. All right, I'm gone.